Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline.
Hey, girl, how you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Do you have a happy Thanksgiving?
Absolutely. I am very thankful for all the wonderful people I have in my life.
Me too. It's getting to the point, though, that I just have to go onto Facebook and say, Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I mean, I'm happy to friend all the people that are friends, but it's, I can't make that many phone calls in one day. Not humanly possible.
Absolutely.
But they're all doing the same thing, so I know they're in the same boat.
You got to love modern technology.
Yes, yes, yes. Very good. Very good. Yeah, I felt it was a quiet Thanksgiving for a lot of people this year.
Yes, it was, actually.
I think with the Mercury, you know, retrograde, things are a little bit more reflective. And, you know, yes, less manic, I guess you'd say.
There were some colorful times, but I think Thanksgiving Day, it really was a quiet time where people took a rest from all the crazy chaos that has been going on. I've seen it the day before and the day after, people going nuts, but not on Thanksgiving.
Yep, exactly. Of course, everybody had that Black Friday experience, you know. Everybody was up in arms with that. You know, there were people that were outside of Walmart with signs and everything else going on here in Roanoke. I don't know how it was where you're at, but it was a little crazy.
I hid.
You hid?
I don't do Black Friday with all those people.
Well, I ran out of ink, so I had to go out. I think it was yesterday. I had no choice. I couldn't print anything. But at least it was calmer. It was absolutely civil when I went in there, so I can't.
Great.
So we have this nice lunar eclipse coming up on the 28th.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
You want to
tell us about it? Well, the first thing I really like about the eclipse is the fact that Mars, the planet of action, blood, war, and libido, and Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing, are kissing in the heavens on that day. And to me, this would indicate that it's time to make a decision to be empowered through the art of organization and self-discipline.
I would agree 100% to that.
Now, Venus is still going to be kissing Saturn, although it's overtaking Saturn, I guess, tonight, but Venus is still going to be kissing Saturn in Scorpio, too, which I think is really great for intimacy and relationships and responsibilities for those people that you love and making decisions about parenting, and even self-parenting can be good at this time. I think that's a nice aspect of this eclipse as well.
And I think the passion is a nice part of this eclipse. I think there's a lot of strong passion that can come out for relationships at this time and really show the love with that and set a new foundation. I really do. With the sun being in Sagittarius at that time, I like it that it's more of an educational, and that you can bring it out more in a physical form, because the Mars in Capricorn always brings out the physical action, and they're not really a talking kind of thing. So the passion that comes out of it, and the passion that two can share during that period of time, is really enlightening and awakening.
Exactly, but I caution you, because the sun and the moon are opposing each other in the eclipse, and they're in T-square to Chiron. Not all of this can be healthy for you if you're not careful.
I was talking the positive side, not the downside.
I had to balance you out. You're my Libra friend.
There you go. Go off too much on the passionate side.
Not to say that that's
my honey a little too much.
Well, we know you have all those Scorpio planets, so you reek of passion, girlfriend. We love that about you.
It's also an asset to my psychic abilities.
Yes, big time. So is it really affecting you a lot, this nice transit with Saturn and Venus together in Scorpio? It must be good for you.
Just keeps me busy.
Well, yeah, but not necessarily out of trouble.
I try to stay out of trouble as much as possible.
I know you do. Well, we have a number of callers holding on. You'll never guess who's first.
Oh, Danielle. I didn't even call up yet.
Yep, she's a darling. She's been going through a lot of changes in her life these days and stuff, so I will see what she wants from us this evening. And like I said, we've got a number of callers on the line tonight, which is always pleasant for me to see people enjoying the show and wanting to be part of it. Good evening.
That's a great thing.
This is the Illumination Station.
Hey,
hello.
Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you doing tonight?
Hey. Hey, good. How are you guys?
I'm hanging in there. What are my choices?
Right.
Okay, so what do you need from us tonight? We already have your data.
I know I'm supposed to be working on things for myself, but I really missed Aaron.
Ah, yes. You miss having the relationship at this time, and that's totally appropriate for you. Now, you and I have talked recently, so I want to let Jacqueline carry the ball on this one a little bit and take a look at some of your transits, okay?
Okay.
Well, you know, I do feel that, you know, as far as, you know, Pluto and Mars transiting your fifth house of one to one or romance and dating, it makes it a little cold. I can tell you that. And what... My biggest suggestion to you is to find the comfort, because you've got this wonderful aspect to you, these beautiful trines to your sun in the 11th house. And they go from 4th to the 11th. And really, I find a lot at this point in time for you to get your satisfaction as far as one-to-one relationships are concerned, to really be out with friends and really get involved in some group activities and things like this. I really think that that's where you're going to find your joy and your passion at this point in time, more than in a one-to-one relationship.
Right.
So I would be getting myself out there. I know sometimes it's hard for you because you don't want to be that much out in the public, but right now is a great time for you to be out in the public. There's beautiful trines going all the way around from that.
Well, Danielle recently has had a couple of health issues that have been a little bit preventing her from doing the things she would normally do physically because of that Mars-Pluto square to her Saturn and Jupiter. She's been having a little bit of difficulty with the bones and such, the back. And so it's been harder for her, even though I think she has tried to venture out. I think it's just been a little bit restrictive, and I think that may be impeding her at this time. I do see her making the effort, though.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good that you're making the effort. I can understand that because, here again, Capricorn and the energy that I was talking about with the coldness of that is it has part of that bone structure to it. It sets the foundation. And since it is conjunct Pluto at this time, at this point in time, there are foundational changes that you can make as far as your health is concerned to really assist with your physical impairment as far as your foundation. Okay. With your bone structure and working on that. And you might want to try doing something with that. This is a long transit as far as Pluto is concerned, so the actions you start now will benefit you later on this. Does that make sense?
Okay.
I want to acknowledge your feelings, though, Danielle, that you've been experiencing because, as you know, your moon's in Scorpio at about 8 degrees. Saturn is sitting on it, and Venus is heading that way. So your desire to have someone in a deep relationship, you know, with the passion and with, you know, the shared intimacy and stuff is very, very apparent in the chart tonight. Okay, I just want to acknowledge that. And I'm not trying to play that down. I'm just trying to put you, and so I think Jacqueline is trying to put you in a situation where you can keep things a little bit lighter and a little bit more social until your ship comes in, as it will. Okay. That's kind of how I'm seeing that.
Absolutely. And that's what, you know, when I look at that, and I didn't mean to diminish it, because Venus is conjunct your moon, which, you know, right now, especially in Scorpio, it's so deep and you feel it so strongly. And what I'm trying to say is I'm trying to divert the attention away from that because it is going to be there. And it's kind of like an open wound that, you know, it's going to take a lot of time to heal. So it is going to be painful to go through during this period of time, and I truly sympathize with you with that. I know that you want that, but I think you're going to find that a little bit of your friendships, even whether it's outside or whether you invite them inside your home, I think there's some great support of your friendships around you that can really help you out a great deal. Just
okay.
to ease that. If I could give you the relationship, I would. I promise you. If I could give you the relationship, I could. But unfortunately, it's kind of a lesson in life right now for you. And I sympathize with you a great deal, but I can't see, I don't see, unless Aphrodite can find one, I don't see a way out of it at this point in time except to walk through it and kind of let it heal and get better.
Okay.
Well, Danielle, we're always happy to hear from you and always happy to talk to you. And I did get your email, so I'll be getting in touch with you a little later.
Okay.
Okay. All right, sweetie, you have a great night.
Thank you, too.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, she's trying to go through some dietary changes at this time because, you know, she had an ouch, and it's just been so persistent that it's been, you know, difficult for her sometimes to, you know, get out and about. And having had a lot of friends that have lower back issues, there has been a trend that has kind of been returning because of the strong Capricorn conjunction we have with Mars and Pluto. And I'm just telling
Absolutely.
Them, you know, to be disciplined and be conservative in your approach to therapy. Look at your diet. Make sure you've got the mineral support for the bones and teeth of the body. Try to do things the same way every day that you don't re-injure, you know, or re-aggravate the area. This kind of thing is very typical of transits with Capricorn. So I've been trying to put that out there because I've had a number of calls over the last 2 weeks.
I have, too, because of the structural thing. It was like Mars went into Capricorn and people have, you know, been falling into place with those bone structure issues. And it really is. It's time, you know, to really, I agree with the diet and I agree with working the body in a softer form. You know, not trying to rebuild it really aggressively at this point in time.
Well, I had recommended Pilates for Danielle because it works with the core muscles, and I felt that would be
Great.
More advantageous than trying to push something too far in the other direction. So I think she's looking
think
into that.
Perfect.
I think that might serve her.
Yeah, I agree 100%. It's low impact. It gets that stretching that you need. A lot of the Capricorn energy, what it needs to have done is stretched out or be pulled out.
Exactly. Well, are you ready for our next caller?
Okay.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, yeah, my name is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy, how you doing?
Oh, great, thanks for taking my call.
All right, well, we're happy to talk to you tonight. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was curious how the lunar eclipse was going to affect me.
All right.
What's your birthday?
1/27/77.
And by chance, do you know what time you were born?
Yeah, 1:27 p.m.
Ooh, I love those exact.
I'm sorry.
I love those exact birthdays.
1:27 p.m.
Yes, perfect.
And what
in
city
Fort
were you
born in? In Fort Worth, Texas.
You still live there?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a lifer? Are you going to be there forever?
Oh, I hope not.
Why did I know you were going to say that, my Aquarian friend? Okay. All right. Take a look. Wow. Got a lot going on this eclipse, don't you?
Yeah, I think so. I'm kind of a novice to astrology, but I think so.
Well, just to start off,
you can do well with it.
And I tell you what, it is a really thinking time as far as your expansion in both relationships and service.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is a time a lot of ideas that either you've abandoned in the past or that you've just touched on, for the future, are going to all of a sudden start to take form in your mind about how you want to grow again.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because the moon is going to be sitting right on your rising sign, right on your ascendant at the time of the eclipse. And
is that a bad thing?
No, it's a very good thing, because the Gemini forces help you to gather together more data and more information in order to follow your heart's desire, kind of like a little child. Not to not to accept limitations that others place on you, but to look into new possibilities. I actually think it's kind of nice. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, what do you do for a living now?
I'm working on my own website, but right now I'm not working.
You could really go forward with your own website. I'm going to tell you, I like advanced technology for you. I like something with information, exchange of information, or education.
It's a holistic medicine.
Excellent.
I like it.
Because, again, it also has an international flavor, because your sun's in the ninth house, Brandy, and the moon is in direct trine to it during the eclipse, too. A beautiful blessing line right to your sun in Aquarius, that ninth house of internet, international energy, thinking outside the box, wanting to deliver something en masse to the world in some through some medium source. As Jacqueline said, that's exactly. You're basically on the right trail here. You may be a little frustrated because of not being able to make as much progress as you'd like, but part of that's because of Mercury retrograde and Jupiter being retrograde in your first house. So right now you'll take you'll launch
really
forward five
frustrated.
Steps, and then you'll back out a little bit. Yeah, I know. But that's going to be passing. This is just a couple of month cycle, and then Jupiter's going to be direct, and then things are going to start to fly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's felt very stagnant for the last couple of years, actually.
Well, it's your time now with Jupiter being in Gemini, I think. Now, is your website set up so that it can be translatable? If people from other countries can also tap into it?
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful, because that's part of the key. And Jupiter is only in Gemini for a year every 12, okay? And it's retrograde there right now. So, again, there's a lot of ideas, but the flow of putting it together and creating a structure of integrity as far as your site is concerned has been somewhat impeded. But you might find that these delays end up serving you once it goes direct at the end of January. Okay? So try and use this time to reconstruct it the way that you really feel that you are perfecting it and that it comes across as being very, very professional, very, very informative, okay, and definitely supports the public at large and not just the physical, but everything that goes along with them needing to contact you.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
So I think you're moving in the right direction.
Well, that's good.
I agree.
Now, do you have someone helping you with this?
No, I would like to, but I'm doing it on my own.
Okay. Well, you may find as time goes by that you will have a helper coming in. And I think that will be a good idea, even if they're behind the scenes. They're helping to promote you electronically, that type of thing. I just feel that might end up serving you as well. And I think that might be before Jupiter turns, before the end of January. Because Mars is transiting through your eighth house right now in Capricorn, and your Mercury and Mars are both there. Your Mars is exalted in Capricorn in your birth chart. So when Mars goes through there, what you need is you need somebody who's a doer and has done some of these things before with their business, even if it's totally unrelated. They'll be able to give you some very important ideas and maybe some help about how you can really get it out there in a practical way.
Does it show anything on my chart about any love coming?
Well,
not really.
Let me put it to you this way. I could see passion coming your way. I don't necessarily feel the forever kind of energy immediately. I think within the year. I don't think soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think that you right now is not really the best time. Next year is a better time for you as far as your love life is concerned. After Jupiter goes direct, I think you put it out there and you'll have it.
Okay.
It's going to be when you're feeling very happy about what you're doing. I think you're going to feel uplifted. Once you get to that plateau where you can start to see it forming and you can start to see it working, your whole energy is going to lift, and then you're going to really be willing to get into a relationship with somebody because you're going to feel that sense of excitement and confidence that you've lacked over the, over the past couple of years. Yeah. I think it's just a nice
that
shift
makes
for
sense,
you.
Because this website and everything has just really been stressing me out for a long time.
It's not always easy, is it?
No, it's not.
But remember, you're close to the end of the journey. Or I should say the end of the journey, the beginning of the really transformative time with this journey, to where you start to actually see the benefit in it. So realize, I understand that you've been working on it quite a while, and you're really tired right now, but you're right at the tail end where you can really start to see the progress come and really be happy with where it's going to start to go.
So by January, it'll start moving forward?
Yep, the end of January, early February. Yep. Because Jupiter doesn't turn until the last day of January. And there's going to be a couple of days, but then you're going to feel the shift, because it is the largest planet, and you really do feel the shift when it makes a change in direction. So you'll be feeling
it changes
very early
on February.
Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom.
Awesome.
We're glad you called
in.
Keep us posted. Yeah. Keep us posted. Call back and let us know how you're doing. You're welcome. You have a great night.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. You too, bye.
I love when these people with such talents, call in and they're trying to, recreate themselves in this cycle. And so many people are trying to do that, because the actual, the stable job market that used to be stable now is so unstable that it almost seems better to try and follow your dream for a lot of people lately.
Absolutely. It's a great thing. I really like it that the economy has actually forced people to let go of their fears and actually pursue their true desires. Because here again, they're not finding anything to make the money where they are, so they might as well try it. And this is a great time for this, because the foundational reconstruction during the Mars-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn really helps them out and gives them a boost with it right now.
Absolutely. Are you ready for the next caller?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
What can we do for you tonight?
I have a question about my mediumship.
Cool.
What's your birthday?
12/13/53.
And do you know what time you're going?
10:05 a.m.
10:05. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what city were you born in?
Utica, New York.
Utica. And do you still live there?
No, I live in Maryland.
Oh, what city?
Edgewater.
Edgewater, Maryland. Okay.
What would you like to know about your mediumship? You're pretty psychic.
Really? I heard I was like clairsentient or clairaudient, but not clairvoyant.
I think you're all of the above.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that for that. I think the easiest part would be the clairaudient with you, but on the other circumstances, I could see you without a doubt seeing anything, So I got to say, you're pretty psychic. All you got to do is let it flow. Again, you're nervous about letting it flow because of that Pisces moon, but you might see some unusual things, but just let it flow.
Mhm. Okay.
Now, where are you practicing your mediumship?
By myself here.
Okay.
I'm actually
now, have you gone to any special classes and worked with other people?
No, not yet.
Well, the reason I'm mentioning this is because of something that's happening with the eclipse. I really think it's a good idea for you to share your gifts with other people that are in the same field and get together with gatherings with other people that are doing different kinds of mediumship, because when you're with other people that are also tapping into the unseen, it really quickens your gift, and you might find all kinds of things are showing up you didn't know before.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to find people, I guess.
Right. Well, I don't know how, you know, how many groups there are in the Maryland area. I know there are some in the D.C. area.
Yes.
And but I think that sometimes a smaller group, if it's more comfortable and secure for you, sometimes just having a couple of friends that are developing their psychic skills, even if they're a little different from yours, it's nice because you have someone to get excited with, because the more you invite in the gift, the stronger it comes through.
I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's an excellent time for you to take in a little bit of that knowledge and to make some connections with some people. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a large group. It can be something where people have like a meeting in their home, or there's a small wellness center nearby that has these classes. It doesn't have to be anything that outrageously large.
Okay.
Now, Uranus, which rules revelations and surprises and being able to be connected with spirit, is retrograde until the 13th of December. And I have a feeling that when it redirects its motion and goes forward, by the end of the month of December, you are going to be flying.
The end of December?
Yeah, by the end of December. You're going to feel it by Christmas time.
Okay.
Yes. Because Uranus is in direct trine with your Mercury. So you are going to be overwhelmed with the gift that you have again, is what I see.
That's nice.
So you keep us posted on this one.
I will.
We're so glad you called in tonight.
Thank you.
All right, you have a great night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow. There's all kinds of things cooking with her on the eclipse. I couldn't believe the lineup. Wow.
Just amazing.
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people are calling me for the private readings and such, too. It's almost like I start talking and they start laughing. I just was talking to my daughter about that yesterday. I was just talking to my sister about that yesterday. Were you listening to our conversation? They kind of already know, but they just call me, I think, for the confirmation. Like, am I crazy, Aphrodite, or is this really happening? And it is.
That's a great thing.
I find so many people are really starting to tap into their gifts in a powerful way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Really exciting. Okay,
it is. It's a very exciting time we live in.
It is. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
How are you?
Okay, it's very hard to hear you.
Hold on, 2 seconds.
Are you there? With Mercury retrograde, I had a feeling that something was going to be dropped here. Alrighty then.
Call
us the next caller. Hopefully we'll be able to pick it back up. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you doing? What's your name?
My name is Anna Marie, and I'm doing fine.
That's great. How can we help you tonight?
I have questions about my career and love life.
Okay.
What's your birthday?
June 20th, 1985.
And what time were you born?
11:15 p.m.
In what city?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Baltimore. You still live there?
Yes.
Cool. We're getting a few people from that area tonight. I think that's kind of fun. Okay.
What are you doing for a living now?
I'm currently a graduate student. I haven't really started in my field yet.
What is the field you're looking in?
Information technology.
Wow. Well, It looks like you're going to be more involved in security of the information technology than anything else to me.
Yeah, that's yeah. my main area.
The emphasis is going to be on security and trying to stabilize it, keep people's information private. That's really powerful coming in over here for the next couple of years for you, hon. That looks really good. Now, do you travel in your work? No, you're not working yet, but it looks like you will be traveling in your work, or you will be dealing with people from all over the world.
Well, I have two jobs that's hunting me down, and they both defense contractors, and they're dealing with military. So I might be dealing with people that's military officials.
Absolutely, because Pluto, which has been in Capricorn since the Revolutionary War in this country, is in Capricorn, and you're 11th house of technology right now. You're in a nice 10-year cycle with this.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing socially to try and create relationship here? Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not. I have done internet dating, and it's not really going too well.
Well, what do you think, Jacqueline? I can't really discourage you from doing that, though, because there's too much energy in that 11th.
I also think this is a good time, and that's where I would say, you know, you're looking for that one relationship, but you really want to be romanced. You're the individual that needs that romance, and naturally what you do in a relationship is you jump in and you start nurturing the other individual all of a sudden. I have a Mars in Cancer like you do, so I can completely understand that little nurturing thing, okay? But you have a wonderful Leo moon at 0 degrees, which tells you that you need to sit back and you need to be romanced and you need to have that. So the attitude, and I agree with Aphrodite, that this is the time for you to get out there, even though it might not feel like a great thing and you're really not finding it. But it's a great time to play with that, to say, okay, I'm going to go out with this attitude and see who's going to romance me off my feet, okay? And have that lioness kind of attitude when you go out. Play with it as a carelessness more than serious, oh, is this guy going to date or anything else? And kind of give that playfulness to it at this point in time and care less whether you get involved with in a relationship or not. I think this month you might be surprised at what that brings to you.
Okay.
Expect to be adored.
Okay.
Because I think that sometimes, because you have that critical degree, Gemini Sun on the Cancer cusp, sometimes you talk and talk and talk, and other times you become very reticent. You go back and forth between the two modes in your chart, in the social life. And so because of that, it's a lot of it has to do with what you're emanating when you're out there, or even if you're typing to the computer, okay, if you're doing computer social energy. A lot of it just has to do with what you're radiating forth because of that beautiful moon that Jacqueline mentioned. And I really think that if you do that, if you are very playful, you know, roar like a lion when you must, but purr like a kitten mostly is what I'm going to suggest.
Okay.
Well, we're glad you called in tonight.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let us know
how
that works for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. God bless.
You too.
Good night. Very intense chart.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but
I think sometimes when we...
that her work is going to pay off.
Yes. And the thing is, again, there's going to be a lot of stability and security that comes to her from that. And I'm hoping that is something she also absorbs in her attitude as a woman. I think sometimes we keep our personal life and our professional life too separate as far as the way it flows, if you will. And I think once that takes off and she's actually working and she's actually doing what she was, what she studied so hard to become, I think that it'll naturally going to fall into place for her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'll agree.
Not always so easy.
Life sometimes has its challenges.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's why we're here. We're here to grow and change and become and help other people grow and change and become.
It's all good.
It's all good. All righty, then let's take our next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi. My name is Alec, and I wanted to see if I can get an idea as to kind of the same, you know, question from the previous caller in regards to career and relationships.
What's your birthday?
It's April 26, 1970. And I was 8 o'clock in the evening.
And what city were you born in?
Buenos Aires, Argentina.
And where do you live now?
I live in California.
Oh, what city?
Right here in Los Angeles.
All right, cool. The reason I ask you that is because you're living in a much different energy grid that you were born in. So I want to see, although your planets remain the same, the houses where the planets inhabit changes. So your skills are redefined when you move through the time zones. Okay?
Yeah, and I was raised here. I moved here when I was 7 years old.
Okay, so you're really into the grid.
Yeah, I have nothing from over there, I suppose.
Well, sometimes we like to look at things from more than one perspective just because it gives us more information locally as well as, you know, the basic trends of just your personality and timing as far as your growth and well-being. So it's always a combination.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think curiosity makes us great astrologers.
Well, you know, I had a friend who studies astrology, and I have no clue. When it comes to astrology, it's like listening to Chinese. I don't get it. And he tried to explain. He did like a chart for me, one, you know, from when I was where I was born, and one here in California. And the one in California just didn't resonate with me, like what he was saying at all. Like personality wise, it didn't seem like it was me. So I said, you know, I'm, you know, where I was born, it seems like it described me to a T. But I really didn't know much what to do with the information, and I don't understand where the planets, where they're at, what they mean, or how do they help me in my life or anything like that. So,
well, they don't really make anything happen. They just are signs to tell us what will be happening. In other words, it's kind of like handwriting by the divine, okay? And it is kind of like a separate language, astrology. But the nice thing about it, see, when you were born, my friend, what happened was you had a lot of planets in your sixth house of work, service, and health, a slew of them, okay, what they call a stellium, where a lot of planetary energies were all lined up. Your sun, which is your radiant light, Saturn, which is the inner teacher, Mercury, the communicator, Venus, the planet of love. All these planets were all lined up in that house. But when we move you to Los Angeles, what we're doing is we're taking a snapshot of the heavens in California when you were born in Argentina. Because after you're in Los Angeles for over a year, you settle into that energy grid. So it changes the perspective. Mm-hmm. So now the planets are all below the horizon when you were born, are very high up in the heavens, okay? So there's more visibility for you there. At the time that he was telling you this, you may have been, again, trying to cling to who you were rather than who you were about to become. And sometimes later on, people will come back to me even a couple of years later and say, oh, my goodness, I couldn't see it then, but I do see it now. So at the time, it kind of works.
Okay.
So are you're currently in a relationship now?
Nope. Not at all. It's been a year, actually. November, it turned a year since we separated.
Okay.
Well, I do think something new is coming on the horizon as far as your love life is concerned. Uranus is going direct, I think it's the 12th or 13th. I don't remember which one, of December. And when that, I think it's the 13th, sorry. When it starts to go direct, it's going to hit your Chiron in your 7th house of one-to-one relationships in your relocation chart. Okay, and when it does that, I think something out of the blue is going to come and hit you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really worried about your love life. I think something new is coming on the horizon. What do you do for a living?
I'm a student. That's another thing that's been really weird about this year. I was always working. I'm a workaholic. But this whole year, I just couldn't get a job to save my life. So I went back to school. But that's, you know, that's one thing that baffles me, because I've worked since I was 16 years old. And this is the first year where I've had just so many struggles finding a job. And it's just been, like, really, really weird.
And you don't think your education is a job? You don't think that's work?
The what again?
You don't think going back to school isn't work?
It's work, but I'm not getting paid for it.
Right? Well, the thing is that Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, is only in Gemini every 12 years for a full year, okay? And what happened is last year it was in Taurus. And when it was in Taurus, and then now it's in Gemini, but it's been transiting your ninth house of higher education. And although it's retrograde right now, okay, maybe you're not seeing the benefit of your education, but when it goes direct at the end of January, you're going to realize the wisdom of the divine of why you had to concentrate on the schoolwork instead of the job, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a nice passage for you to really expand. Jupiter is the planet of expansion, abundance, and increase. And it's in your ninth house of education. And I do see a lot of squares to your sixth house of work and service. And, again, it would indicate that what you're doing as far as school is concerned is going to heal a lot of what you needed to heal in order for you to truly move forward.
Mm.
Sometimes when you have no control over a thing, it's because it's
meant
to be so. It's meant to be so.
It seems like I have no control over this whole entire year. Relationship-wise, work-wise, anything. Even friends' relationship. I have no control this year. I don't know what happened.
Saturn transited over your Jupiter in your second house of personal values and beliefs. And Saturn's a little bit cold. It makes you stand alone. It takes away from your financial well-being. It makes you go back to your basic structure. Okay? So you had this whole situation where everything that wasn't serving you as well as what it should have in your life that you were just complacent with was kind of ripped out. So it's transiting through there. It's almost done. You know, you're kind of destined now, and it's showing you that sometimes things aren't within your control, and sometimes you just got to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that some of the new attitudes that you're developing now, and knowing you can't always have what you desire, because it may not always be the best thing for you, the person I see you meeting in your future has probably been on a very similar path. And I think that that is what's going to bring you together.
Mm-hmm. So do you think how does the year start or end? Is it like a regular cycle, December or January 1st?
Or is it through the birthday?
From birthday.
It's your birthday is your year.
Okay. So I still got until April to cope with this.
Well, it's going to be easing off. You know, here again, Uranus is going direct in December, the end of January, Jupiter's going direct. You know, the planets are always constantly moving and shifting, and it's a little bit of pressure right now, a little bit more pressure now, but it's going to be releasing. It's just not all of a sudden going to disappear, but things are going to start releasing and shifting and changing. So it's a slow shift until then. Again, I think you're going to meet your mate, you know, have a new relationship before April, before your birthday.
I do too. I agree.
Any? What about work? Is there any signs? Because I've been applying nonstop. Like I even get stressed over it because it's a job on its own, finding a job. So I feel like every day I go to work to find a job.
Well, why don't you focus on your education for a little bit?
No, I have for a whole year, so I'm kind of at my wit's end, per se.
I don't think it's a time to go against the flow of the energy. Now, where did you work before? What was your last job?
I worked for the state. I was an inspector.
Okay. Because when Jupiter goes direct at the end of January, within a couple of months, it's going to basically be right on your midheaven star, which you might have two incredible opportunities that come through at that time. But for right now, you're more apt to go back to something that you used to do before, even if it's not full-time, or something similar to it, okay, in this cycle. It will see you through. But I don't really see, I think that if you take away from the abundance of your education, you may regret it.
Hmm. Well, I will be happy with part-time.
Well, that's where I think you need to be looking, and I think you need to be looking at what you've done before in a part-time setting or a per diem setting or PRN setting, because I just feel right now you don't want to upset the apple cart of completing your education. I agree with Jacqueline on that score. I think this is your time to do this and be done with it.
Yeah.
Okay?
It will help. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and you have a stellar night.
You too. Goodbye now.
Goodbye now. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes we are approached with things that we don't want to do, but that are just to our benefit, and we just got to go with it and ride it out.
Well, the thing that I'm very mindful of, she has so many planets in Taurus, a fixed Earth sign. So there is a part of her that does want to be responsible, does want to control her destiny, does want to cover all her bases. She is very down to earth on a lot of levels. And I think and for that to be taken away and not to feel grounded, and she's used to feeling grounded, but not to feel grounded all of a sudden, it's very disarming. So I think that I can understand how she feels completely because of the way her chart's set up. But I know in the end, usually, you're trying that hard, and God keeps saying no. There's a blessing behind it somewhere. You'll find it when it's time.
Absolutely.
Well, we have one more caller here. Do you think we have time?
I think we have time.
Let's go for it. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, girl. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm okay. I got a job. Not the best, but it's something.
Great. Where are you working now, Lena?
I'm working for an engineer firm in the accounting department.
Wow. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't you happy with that?
I really don't like the company or my boss.
Oh. And your birthday is 3-7-62, right?
Yeah.
12:03 p.m., Islip, New York. And you're in Boca right now, still?
Yeah, Islip, New York.
And now you're living in Boca?
No, I'm living with my niece in Boynton Beach.
Boynton Beach. I knew it was close.
Yeah. She's about half hour north of Boca.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I really need to get my own place because she doesn't seem too happy about me being here anymore. I've been here since August.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes it's difficult for people to make that kind of adjustment over a long period of time.
Yeah, it was only supposed to be temporary. The temporary wind up being more temporary, and then it's just getting very. There's a lot of tension in the house.
Now the job that you got, is it full time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. So you're going to be able to move out.
Well, I can't. Really not enough money to get an apartment, though.
Not yet, but I'm sure you'll find something. You might be better off getting a roommate that you don't know.
I don't know. I really like to be alone.
Well, I can understand that. you do have both Mars and Pluto transiting your seventh house in Capricorn, which just means right now frugal is best. And you may find someone that you could actually be, you know, a roommate with, and the place would be large enough and private enough that you would not necessarily feel that impingement of having some of your alone time and being able to chill out, you know. I've been in Florida for many years, and a lot of the places are set up so that there are actually two completely different sides of the house with separate bathrooms. I mean, I think maybe a roommate situation is something you should at least entertain and take a look at.
Yeah.
Just
so
you
right
get
now,
out of where you're emotionally uncomfortable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's getting very, very difficult. It seems
so
like
I
it's creating pressure between me and my sister.
Right. So maybe you need to look at another opportunity as far as being a roommate now that you have the job and you know you can pay whatever it's going to take to get in with someone else, and it will be strictly a business deal. There won't be all this emotional overlap, which has been so challenging for you.
Oh, God, that's so bad.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but at least you did get the job, you got some nice trines and blessing lines in the chart right now that I'm looking at. So I feel that the job, even though you don't necessarily appreciate some of the things about the job, at least you have a job, which a lot of people don't right now. And
yeah,
you are full-time employed, which is great. And I think that also once you can get into a more comfortable living space, you may find that a lot of the other relationships kind of fall into place as well. I think you're just under a lot of tension all the time. What do you think, Jacqueline?
That's where I was going to go with is the tension. Uranus is still retrograde, and December 13th, I believe it is, it goes direct. And after that, it starts to get a little bit better as far as your relationships with other people are concerned. But here again, I agree with Aphrodite. I do think, first of all, that you need some kind of your own space, but I feel that what's coming up is a roommate-type situation for you. And I think that looking at this point in time and through January would be really, you know, the ideal time to find that particular one. December and January would really serve you well as far as finding that roommate is concerned that you could live with for a little while. Okay. And so I am strongly suggesting what Aphrodite said. Patience with your work, though. Things are shifting and changing. Don't be too tense or nervous with it. Kind of go with the flow and see where your boss is coming from. Because I think that your boss right now is coming a little bit stronger than what he is. It's a he? Is it a male?
Yeah, he's a Sag.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's coming across way stronger than what he actually intends to. So don't take it so, you know, you're a lot of Pisces energy, so that harsh energy in Sagittarian sometimes, because it's so sharp, kind of sets you back a little bit. So kind of see where he's really serious and where it's not as serious as what you think it is. You know, so gauge him out a little bit more. I don't think he's as bad as what you think.
Because he even left the company and came back.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a high turnover in this place.
That's why I think it's important for you to try and be oh so cooperative, because it took you a long time to get this job, dear. And if he's not even sure where he's headed, maybe what he's doing is he's transferring a lot of his frustration onto you. And it might not even be about you at all. Okay?
Yeah.
And some people just do that. They transfer their stuff. But I just think it's a good idea to just be very cooperative, you know, be very professional. And, you know, just when, you know, and like if you had a nicer home to come home to, I think you'd be able to deal with the stress at work a lot better. So looking to get into roommate, you know, you can go on Craigslist, you can go, you know, and you're still in school, aren't you?
Yeah, thank God for that. That's what's giving me to.
Well, go and look at the school bulletin
money to
board
live.
And see if, go and look at the school bulletin board and see if other students are looking for roommates, because then they're going to be in the same boat as you. They're going to understand you have to have study time, you need quiet time. I check out the thing on the school bulletin board. I'd also check out things on Craigslist. I look at a few places because with Mercury and Jupiter both retrograde right now, it's a good idea to have more than one thing to consider before you make a change. It's the perfect time to look, though. It's the perfect time to look.
Yeah, I just have two evictions on my credit, so I don't even know how I would get my own place.
But if they have their... Yeah, but that's why a roommate would be a good temporary solution.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because they would have the lease and you would be subleasing or you would have an agreement with them or whatever, but I feel that way you'd be able to get in there. People are going through a lot of hard times everywhere right now, so a lot of people look at that and realize this is what's going on because of the economy, not because of your lack of being a responsible person. So you might find it easier than you think.
Yeah, when do you see me moving out?
Yesterday.
Really?
Well, you're just in a situation where if you find something that you think is going to work and you're going to have enough privacy there and you can get out of the tense place you're in, you know, it's a good idea to go for it. I mean, I know you need a couple of paychecks to get there, but, you know, what I'm looking at here is I wouldn't be surprised if you move even before the first of the year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Start the new year on a good note.
Oh, definitely. I love New Year's Day.
All right. Well, keep us posted, Luna. We're always happy to talk to you.
Thank you.
And,
thank you very much.
Top of the hour. God bless you. Okay.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
You too. Bye. Well, I suppose we should tell people how they can get in touch with us.
Okay.
Okay.
They can call me at 772-286-2720.
And that's a maybe because there has been a little bit of problem with that phone line, which we're going to try and get to the bottom with over the last couple of days, but that is normally the number.
If you don't get me, keep calling.
That's it. She will return your call. And what else are you doing in the area, Jacqueline, these days? I know you got a couple of different things you're doing.
Well, I'm not doing classes at this point in time because I am going to be traveling for the holidays. So nothing of my classes are going to be starting until January. But I am working at the B&A flea market. I have an office there in Stewart, and I'm working at a wonderful place called the Spark of Divine in Vero Beach.
Yep, nice people, nice spaces, nice places.
Oh,
well,
I'm Aphrodite,
and you can reach me at 540-400-0110, and I read out of the Lifestream Center here in Roanoke, which is an incredible healing center with a lot of beautiful people. We're having a special thing where people can try out mini readings and mini healing sessions on the 12th of January, and I also am involved in doing a lot of things with my church, the New River Valley Metaphysical Chapel down in Radford, Virginia. We're putting together a beautiful Christmas ceremony. It's going to be gorgeous, candlelight service with all the candles, and it'll be beautiful. A lot of nice things are going on in the area. I'm reading out this place called A Little Bit Hippie, where I do mini readings on Fridays, and they have all kinds of clothing and really incredible bumper stickers. It's very fun. But it's all good. And, of course, we're going to be changing to our Sunday evenings, probably at least for the month of December. And we will keep you posted on when we'll post on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio to let you know when we'll be available to lend you a little insight into your future. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
But if you'd like a private reading, don't hesitate to call us or get in touch with us because we are available for you. We do record our readings. We do up your whole chart. It's much more detailed. On the air, because we can work together, a lot of times we can see a lot very quickly for you, and we enjoy so much serving you and having you call in and follow our show. So please have a blessed week, and we'll be back next Sunday. Good night.
Have a good week.